Now, joining us in the studio right now is Daniel Mumby.
Good afternoon, Lewis.
Good afternoon. So, you've come to talk about your shows and stuff like that. So, tell us a bit about the Movie Hour.
Okay, well, the Movie Hour is a show that I contribute to. It's hosted by Richard Dale, and it's every Saturday at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Lionheart Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend an hour talking about nothing but films. We do a rundown of the box office top 10. We have a cult film every week, which in the week just coming up is going to be The Long Good Friday because of the Easter theme. And then we run through a selection of the new releases before 11 o'clock.
All right, so what films do you usually do? Just like the ones you just said.
In terms of the cult film?
Yeah.
The cult film is usually something from the 70s or 80s, although we have done a couple like The Muppet Christmas Carol, which are more recent. Generally, they're films which haven't sort of got recognition in the mainstream when they were first released. Films that, you know, are sort of under the radar, but have a sort of very interesting element to them, whether it's stories about how they were made and so forth. So in the past few weeks, we've done things like the Mad Max series, Quadrophenia, based on the Who record. So there's a whole variety of things. Generally, sort of 15 or 18 certificates. So, but yeah, just something.
Yeah. So for these films, do you have to, like, because do you select the film, or does someone else give you the film and you?
Richard and I agree upon the films that we're going to talk about in terms of releases, but the cult film is always chosen by me, and typically it'll be something that I've seen in the week or two beforehand and had a chance to get thoughts together on.
So what exactly do you talk about? Like the cast and the...
It depends on the film. I mean, I'll give you an example. When we talked about Pink Floyd, The Wall, a few weeks ago, directed by Alan Parker, who's a very interesting British director, we sort of talked about how the film grew out of the Wall concert tour and the various sort of scuffles backstage with how Bob Geldof was cast in the lead role and all the various sort of things about the film which don't quite fit and how the animation integrates. We do talk about the cast, but in general, because I'm interested more in the sort of the thematic side of film, you know, the various ideas that any given film would try to raise, we sort of focus on those, and then we sort of bring out various little anecdotes about, you know, if there's been, you know, an accident in production or something funny that's happened on the set, we tend to sort of focus on that.
So do you notice, like, the errors on films and all that, and you talk about it with...
Well, we certainly acknowledge it. I mean, I don't make a conscious effort to sort of point out everything that's wrong with a given film. Although in recent weeks, you know, the new releases, it is often a case of saying, don't see this because X, Y, and Z is bad about it, and see this little film instead because, you know, it's not going to get a wide release, but it's more interesting.
Because I like watching... You ever watched the greatest movie errors or mistakes? Greatest movie mistakes?
I've seen bits and pieces of it, yes.
And it is pretty funny to watch all the good, like, blockbuster films going wrong.
Yeah, no. Films that have had millions and millions of pounds spent on, and there's like really, really simple errors that have made and that anyone can spot, and it's really interesting to watch.
For instance,
Pirates of the Caribbean, in one like 3 second frame, you can see a member of the cast clear in shot, just standing there with a hat on, just right there for like he's just standing there like this for 3 seconds during one of the shots.
There's one on Mamma Mia, you probably haven't seen it, but Mamma Mia, there's a part where someone falls off a ladder and they're attached to the windowsill, and you can see the strings go right up the top.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite... Those sort of tricks are quite common in low-budget stuff. A few weeks ago on the Movie Hour, we were talking about a film called Dark Star. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I haven't.
Famous sort of sci-fi comedy from the mid-70s, made for about $100,000, which even in 1974 wasn't that much. And they had to, because they had no money at all the sets and stuff were built out of things they had. So there's a sequence where the lead character is going out into space to talk with this bomb, which has become self-aware and threatens to blow itself up. And his spacesuit, and it's got sort of dimples on the front, and it's actually just a baking tray that they've sort of glued on with plastic. But those are the things that are sort of charming about cult films like that, where you've got people who have sort of infinite ambitions with ideas, but no money, and just sort of, you know, do the best that they can.
So what's coming soon in the Movie Hour?
Well, this week's cult film, like I said, is The Long Good Friday, which is a very famous British gangster film which sort of launched the career of Bob Hoskins. I mean, he'd been in things like Zulu Dawn before that, you know, the sequel to Michael Caine's performance in Zulu, which actually isn't that brilliant. But it's a very interesting film. We'll be reviewing the remake of Arthur this week, starring one of my least favourite actors, Russell Brand. And we'll be having a run through the top 10 as planned. The the movie hours normally on a Saturday, but today, this week, it's on a Friday between 1 and 2 because of the Steve Marriott tribute. Just like.
All right. So, was it not Paul Young you were doing the movie hour with?
Yeah, we started off with me and Paul Young, and then Paul left the show in January because of family commitments, and now Richard and I have sort of taken it over.
So, do you enjoy talking about the movies and...
Yeah, I do. It is an absolute passion of mine. But the good thing about doing it with Paul or Richard is that they can play the generalist. They can play the person who sort of doesn't know quite as much and doesn't go to the cinema as often, and they can sort of pull you in if you start. If I say something, you know, it's a clear indication of such and such. And say, hang on, now what does that mean? Because then most people wouldn't understand what you're talking about, and it's a sort of way to keep your obsession in check.
And it's good as well because it's not. You don't usually expect a movie big hour thing on the radio as well, do you? It's more like you talk about the odd TV program and all that, but on the radio, it's not. You don't. It's not a big thing to talk about movies, so it's something different.
Yeah,
and it's very kind. It's good to listen to. I heard the one with the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh yes, the Christmas special we did.
Yeah. Have you got something to add?
No. I'm just sitting here very intrigued.
Just randomly gesturing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, straight after the song, we'll be talking to Daniel a bit about his Mix and Match show. But first, if you want to listen to the movie hour, it's in... Well, Daniel, I'll let you.
This week it's slightly unusual because of the Steve Marriott tribute, which is going all through Saturday. We'll be doing it between 1 and 2 on Friday afternoons. But if you miss the show in any week, just go to the Lionheart Radio website where you can download all the movie hours as a podcast, and you can subscribe to them via iTunes as well.
All right, that's good then. So, Matthew, have you got something to say about the next song?
No, because I can't see it from here, so...
Well, it's the Teenage Dirtbag song.
Yes.
Who was it for?
We've had a request in. This was about 3 o'clock time from Elizabeth. She requested Teenage Dirtbag for her best friend and boyfriend, Anthony.
From the heart of the district, this is Lionheart Radio.
This is the local extravaganza, raising money for Carers Northumberland. We will give you a recap of that very, very shortly. Now, Daniel Mumby is joining us in the studio talking about his shows at the station. So we've talked about the movie. I was saying he's on this Friday and that lot. It is this Friday.
Yes, it is.
So we're talking about his other show, Mix and Match. Tell us a bit about Mix and Match.
Well, Mix and Match is the show that I've been doing for the longest on Lionheart Radio, about 12 months. It's every Thursday afternoon between 1 and 3, and it's 2 hours of me basically playing various kinds of music, all of which I'm interested in, and sort of there's a couple of features in between, but it is just essentially me playing music and then talking about it.
Right, so... What kind of music are you interested in playing?
In terms of bands or in terms of genres and so forth?
Just both, really.
In terms of genres, I mean, I tend to sort of get a mixed... I mean, my interest in music is rooted in sort of the artier end of rock, so things like Pink Floyd, The Blue Nile, King Crimson to some extent, Genesis, but I tend to mix that in with things like folk, jazz, world music. In terms of the bands I'll play, it'll typically be... There's a sort of unwritten rule when you're doing a music program, which is the tried and tested formula of loud one followed by a quiet one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll typically start with something like a Who record, like I'll play the opening track from Live at Leeds, where you have to have the speakers all the way up, and then I'll sort of take it down with maybe something from David Gray. So you just get the little variations.
Yeah. And you said about your 12-month, you've been doing Mix and Match 12 months. It's been your year anniversary, hasn't it?
Yeah, last week was the one-year special. So I kind of rang that in. I avoided doing the cheesy thing of just playing loads of songs with the word year in the title. There's a Placebo track called 20 Years to Go, which I sort of played sarcastically the last time I got to such a milestone.
Yeah. So are you allowed to talk to us about your day job? What do you do in that?
Sure, if you like. I've actually come into the studio in uniform at the moment because I've got a shift at 5 o'clock. I work in the Bondgate Co-op 3 days a week usually, and so that's the way I earn my crust. There's not much to say really, just working on the tills and moving crisps around.
I've seen you
doubtless,
a few times.
Yes, doubtless I might be serving a couple of you two later if you come in for your last batch of supplies.
Probably, yeah. Have I got anything to add or?
Well, I'm good. I think I've heard everything I need to know. Well, I don't know about Ben. Yeah, we're just having a bit of crack about films before the during
just when the ads and music was on and talking about Russell Brand and everything else.
But I do want to see Arthur though. I don't know why.
Have you seen the original?
No,
the original is fantastic. You know, if you are a fan of Dudley Moore, it's the consummate performance of her, and it's, you know, it's very good. You should check it out.
So you can listen to the Movie Hour with Richard. Well, Richard Dale's show with the Movie Hour with Daniel in it. That is this Friday. It's usually on a Saturday between
10 and 11.
10 and 11, but it's on this week at
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So make sure you listen to that on Friday, and you can also tune in to Mix and Match with Mumby 1 till 3 on Thursday. What have you got planned this week?
Well, we have the usual features, which is See It, Rent It, Skip It, which is a sort of mini film recommendations where I give everyone a film to see and a film to skip that's coming out, and in between one that I've rented. So this week, the rent it will probably be something like Memento, which is one of Christopher Nolan's very first films, with a great performance by Guy Pearce. There's also a thing I do called the Never Ending Playlist, which is where I play two tracks back to back, and if you can guess what the connection between the tracks is, you can win a bag of sweets, provided you email in between 1:30 and 3:00.
That's clever.
Yeah. In terms of music, I'm still putting the playlist together, because it takes, you know, in terms of choosing the music and then deciding how you're going to say it, it takes about 4 hours to prepare a two-hour show. But there'll be a little bit of the Blue Nile in there, and some David Gray, and, you know, just a lot of stuff.
Yes, so you can listen to Daniel Mumby's shows, as we've already said. So thank you very much for popping in.
My pleasure, Lewis.
Thank you very much. Right, we've got Joyce and Neil Bryson in the studio at the minute, Bryson's post office, and Joyce has requested a 60s song and donated. Remember, you can still donate by popping in the studio in the centre on Fenchel Street, either straight up the stairs or in the lift to floor 2, then up some stairs. So please, please, please donate.
Lionheart Radio, the voice of Northumberland.